U.S. President Barack Obama's controversial intervention into Britain's EU referendum debate has sparked outrage amongst leading Brexit campaigners. Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, criticized Obama's world trade concerns. He insisted that leaving the EU would help Britain save around £350 million per week and help global trade. Nigel Farage, leader of the UK Independence Party, also denounced Obama's arguments, saying that he did not have a good understanding of how the EU works. Scores of other British pro-Brexit figures and institutions consider the US president's pro-EU stance as an attack on British democracy and sovereignty. The UK Justice Minister Dominic Raab accused the US of being hypocritical, saying that the US would never share its borders with another country. As part of his three-day visit to the UK, Obama held talks in London yesterday with the British Prime Minister David Cameron to urge the UK to remain in the EU. Robert Olds is the director of the Burgess Group, who joins us from London. So you heard the U.S. president coming into another country, namely the EU, giving that speech. What was your reaction?
Well, it was a speech that was probably wrote for him by 10 Downing Street, by the British Prime Minister and his office. Really was using the words that other people that have also said when they, of course, come and visited the British Prime Minister, David Cameron. So I think this is really an intervention by Barack Obama in an internal British matter, which is not welcome, but is something which is playing a political game. It is getting involved in the referendum on the terms with which the government wants, and that is really unfair. And really, I think Barack Obama should be minding his own business. He is, in reality now, a lame duck president within the United States, and his word doesn't really matter in Britain anymore because he has very little influence in the United States despite being the president, because shortly he will be leaving office. So it's not for him to say what Britain should be doing, because he'll be retiring very shortly and spending even more time playing golf.
Do you think that the way that Obama expressed the relationship that would exist between the U.S. and the U.K. were the U.K. to exit, that in a sort of veiled threat the U.S. would not do that much business with the U.K., or not as much business with the U.K. as it would with the EU?
Well, at the moment, there is a lot of trade. There's around $57 billion worth of trade between Britain and the United States. We have a sort of trade balance at the moment. They sell about the same to us as we sell to the United States. So really, there is trade that's going on at the matter, and that will not stop. There will not be this stop of trade. What Barack Obama, President Obama, was referring to was he was talking about that there wouldn't be this transatlantic trade and investment partnership between the United States and the European Union, including Britain, if Britain is outside of the EU. But of course, the thing is, we don't actually want that deal. The trade deal that's being negotiated between the United States and the European Union at the moment is actually one that threatens democracy, because it has as part of its agreement, it's something known as investor dispute resolution. And what this means is that corporations can sue national governments and get damages if there's been any policies which basically limit competition. And it is opening up national democracies to being sued by corporations. And we don't actually want that deal. So Britain coming outside of the European Union would mean this TTIP agreement would no longer apply to the UK, which is actually a good thing. And what we should have, of course, we should have a free trade deal with the United States, but not one which allows corporations to push around national government. So really, when Barack Obama says that we're not going to have this trade deal, well, I think that's actually a good thing.
And finally, quickly, there's some speculations that it was actually, well, you kind of hinted at that in some ways, that David Cameron actually did ask Obama to come to make that speech, that it was all David Cameron's doing, perhaps, in some respects. Of course, we know that the U.S. would take a hit also from this. But do you think David Cameron had anything to do with Obama coming and talking about this Brexit in the form and manner that he did?
Well, absolutely. Of course, Barack Obama, President Obama, is on his farewell tour because he's leaving office, but he has been put up to this. David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, is very worried because there's a very good chance that Britain will vote to leave the European Union, which is a good thing because it will mean Britain would be an independent country once again. We'd be able to have our own foreign policy, not being dictated to by the United States or the European Union. We'd have a government which is accountable to the British people for the first time in a very long time, and that's something to be welcomed. So David Cameron is trying to pull in all these international leaders to try and back up his case, because basically he's been failing to make the case for Britain to remain in the European Union, because it looks like Britain may well indeed leave.
Thank you. Director of the Burgess Group, Robert Ulster from London.